Welcome to The Advertising Show, America's only radio program focusing on advertising, media, marketing, product development, branding, new media, sales and customer relations. Stay with us for entertaining marketing discussion and our special guest interview. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth.
So great to be with you here on The Advertising Show, being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. Visit online at adage.com. The Advertising Show, a Big Radio Midgets production. With Ray Schillens and Brad Forsyth, our very special guest today out of New York, at least that's where he is today. He could be anywhere in the world. Anthony Young is president of Optimedia US, 20-year career in advertising, the Publicis Group in New Zealand, Saatchi & Saatchi, and we'll tell you more about Anthony as we get closer to bringing him on the air here. At the Advertising Show, in just a few moments, Patrick Meyer, also out of New York, our marketing insider, Ready, Fire, Aim. Notice anything wrong with that? And a little bit later on, Gene Bliss, the customer experience, and captivate me. Don't hold me captive. So, I don't know, with DVRs and stuff like that, I don't know that anybody is captive these days, but we'll see what happens there. So a lot of good stuff to look forward to, and how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing just wonderful now that we are all looking forward to, since we report the news here. We can call it the Super Bowl, but most people call it the big game so that they don't have to pay
lawyers' fees.
That's right,
yeah,
and get
right.
sued.
Yeah, exactly.
But looking forward to the all the hype that comes around Super Bowl time every year. And had a piece here, Ray, that I found rather interesting. I thought it was I'm looking for it right now.
Well, while you're looking for it, I've got one too as well.
Yeah.
So, you found it? Good. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, well, I was just going to mention the KFC is out to do what many call ambush marketing this year. It's this year's Super Bowl by potentially getting a scorer, and that means, of course, a player, to perform the so-called chicken dance in the end zone. The Yum Brands owned company will pay a player $260,000 in the name of the dance of the dancer to its Colonel's Scholarship, a charity providing college scholarships. Needless to say, the NFL, Ray, is not amused. KFC spreading the word of the promo through an online digital campaign and its email blasting to nearly 1 million who have signed up to receive the news at KFC.com. KFC is also running a consumer promotion wherein people can upload videos and
show us your hotwings.com is the place.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the same thing I had. That's kind of cool. It's a consumer focused contest, and it's not only with KFC, but it's also with Frito-Lay, Upper Deck, Molson Coors Brewing. They've all launched the consumer type programs.
Yeah, and
ask you to sing, dance, act, or photograph your way.
Exactly. So at 2.7 million for a 30, and not to mention the PR mileage that they'll get out of this. I think it's a really wise decision, especially to see, you know, everybody's going to be watching to say, is a football player going to do that when he scores? And if so, they're going to talk about it. It's really a good idea, I think.
It's kind of cool. It says it's a great way to get customers engaged. Actually, it's the obvious way to get customers engaged. Frito-Lay Doritos asked consumers for those 30-second videos. I wonder if they actually kept within the 30-second frame. I bet they did.
Please.
More than 1,000 entered. Two winners aired as Dorito ads in the games, okay? Alka-Seltzer's rewrite, the Plop Plop Fizz Fizz jingle. Hundreds participated. The winning song showcased in a pregame ad. Upper Deck, the trading card maker's touchdown dance challenge. As you talked about, Coors Light? Fans upload a video to CoorsLight.com or to CoorsBeer.com that tells why they deserve tickets to the big game. Doritos, as we said, we've talked about it before. Canon, more than 4,000 photos entered after it asked amateur shutterbugs for shots of youth football games. A panel including a former NFL quarterback, Archie Manning, picked 14 finalists in each of the two categories of action and feature for online voting winning photos, and, of course, the KFC thing, too. So, you know, they're really doing some cool stuff. And isn't it all about advertising anyway? What is this football thing going on in between the commercials?
Yeah, it's really the last opportunity or platform in broadcast television to actually have people engaged with the spots as well as the content, maybe the spots more, as you point out. You know, every year we usually have someone on talking about the Super Bowl, but going on 7 years now having the advertising show, it's a little, you know, who can say what hasn't already been said about the Super Bowl and right. rehashing the spots and all of that.
Janet Jackson, yeah.
Yeah, so we decided this year to give it a rest, and we can talk a little bit about the Super Bowl, but, you know, we'll leave the hype to the general media folks.
And it was so sad again when they had the Super Bowl here in our home market of Houston that Jim Nance was a big part of producing that and everything, and then of course the whole thing fell apart with Janet's wardrobe malfunction.
Did that happen there? I couldn't remember.
Yes,
that.
It sure did. Yeah. And yeah. it really took the spin off of all of the things that Jim had done. I'm sure he's still, if not angry, a little bit saddened by the whole thing, which is kind of
Nipplegate, as we call it.
Exactly. Can't say that, though. Patrick Meyer can. The marketing insider, Ready, Fire, Aim is what he's talking about today. Let's listen.
Welcome to Understanding the Future Now. It's the Marketing Insider featuring Patrick Meyer.
Today I'm going to talk to you about speed, rapid speed. We're recently making a new business pitch. They said, we'd like to have you come in and help us with our innovation work. We said, well, it will take X amount of time. We said, we'll bring a SWAT team in. We'll get this done over a 4 to 6 week period, and then you can go vertical with your agencies and the supplemental resources. The CMO said, are you kidding me? You can get this done in 4 to 6 weeks? We said, yes, moving outside your system, we can do this with experts and SWAT teams and do it rapidly. What I'm talking about, my friends, is speed as an advantage. One of the things I learned when I was at Coke is that when you get stuff done, created a campaign in 6-7 weeks from beginning to end, 22 commercials, 3 target audiences all over North America, is that speed can be an advantage in a headset. We called it Ready, Fire, Aim. You just have to think differently. Yet the system, the trade calendar, the annual planning process, even the comfort zone for staff and outside resources is to move slowly to protect everything and make sure everything's perfect. You need to have a little bit of risk. You need to move with speed, because that's the advantage. As a marketer, you need to be nimble, move with quickness, and know when to slam the pedal down. Why? The consumer's moving so fast, your competitors are. Here's what I ask you to do. Make Ready, Fire, Aim part of your mantra. Put it on a wall. Next time you're in a team meeting, say, hey, Ready, Fire, Aim. How do we get to the client? How do we get to our management? How do we get to the market quicker?
You've been listening to The Marketing Insider, heard every week here on The Advertising Show. Join us next week for more insight into the future of marketing.
This is Patrick Meyer as your Marketing Insider. And remember, the revolution is now. Hey, you want to know more? Go to nowinc.net or send me an email at patrick@nowinc.net.
Ray Shillins and Brad Forsyth here on The Advertising Show. Anthony Young out of New York this weekend, president of OptiMedia U.S. As we said before, Anthony began his 20-year advertising career with Publicis Group in New Zealand, working for Saatchi & Saatchi. 95, he relocated to Hong Kong. Guy has frequent flyer miles out the you-know-what. At Saatchi as Asia's regional head of media. 96, appointed as chief executive of Zenith Media, launching the network across the region. Later expanding responsibilities to oversee the group's OptiMedia Asia network. In 03, transferring to London as CEO, Zenith OptiMedia. His passport is full. In July 2006, he relocated to New York to take the role of president of OptiMedia U.S. As a planner, Anthony has been and is responsible for developing strategy and executing media campaigns across 16 different countries on some of the best global brands. They include Sony, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Nokia, Procter & Gamble, and Toyota. Well, that's enough. You know, that'll have to keep you busy for a few days at least. So we've got Anthony on here for the next 3 segments, and we look forward to finding out more about what's going on in his world. So, got about
Well, I was just going to mention, Ray, he also has written a book, Profitable Marketing Communications, which is, you know, unlike the other book, Unprofitable Marketing Communications, which was the prelude to this.
The Dummy's Guide to Unprofitable Marketing.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, it's a good book. It's a good read. We wouldn't have him on if we didn't like the book, and certainly his credentials, as you just read with his bio there, and the experience is great. And we're going to pick his brain on some interesting ideas, give him a chance to plug his book, and should be a great interview today.
Talking about the Super Bowl, do you have plans to watch the Super Bowl? I'm just curious.
Sure, yeah.
I don't. No. I'm hoping to play golf, actually, so that'll be fun. That's even more fun.
You know, it's an excuse to have a little bit of junk food that I normally wouldn't have. That's the first point. And then secondly, I'll likely record it in case I want to go back and look at some spots or
commercials
another,
and such. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if something weird happens at halftime, as you pointed out earlier, because you know when that first happened with Janet Jackson, I really had to rerun it when I got home to see what
absolutely
they were talking about.
Yeah, exactly. How many times did you play that?
Well, I'm still playing it. It's on a loop.
Yeah, right.
It's at home.
Back in just a minute with more on the Advertising Show.
Make your advertising dollars work smarter. You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillins and Brad Forsyth.
Considering all of the incredibly cold, frigid weather over most of the United States this past week on an appropriate commercial, I hope your flu and or cold are doing better. Anthony Young is president of OptiMedia U.S. out of New York this weekend. Anthony, it is so good to have you on the Advertising Show. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Well, we are honored to have you, and thank you so much for taking your time out of your weekend. Let's take a moment, Anthony, and look at the life and times of a hotshot president of one of the largest media companies in the world. What's a typical work week like for you, Anthony? And we know it's not any, you know, typical about your work week from week to week, but just pick a week out so our audience can get a sense of what you might do for a week, for a period of time.
Well, that's the brilliant thing about being in this business is that no week seems to be the same. But I guess a week would typically start with, coming in the office, meeting up with the team here. We're constantly, the beauty about this business is we're constantly immersed in the media, so we love talking about it. And so, you know, it's legitimate for us to come in the morning and talk about what was on last night on Desperate Housewives, or what's sort of coming up tonight. So that water cooler discussion is a legitimate part of the job. I tend to travel a fair bit. We have offices in Seattle, San Francisco, Dallas, Indiana, and in New York. So quite often the week will involve being in one of those places. But most of the time what we're doing is we're talking, we talk a lot. We talk a lot about consumers, trying to understand what they're doing, trying to understand, their media habits, what's sort of changing out there, and advising our clients about how they need to sort of tap into those dynamics to promote their brands.
You know, we had Phil Dusenberry, the late Phil Dusenberry, on the show a couple times, actually, and I was asking him a similar type question, and he surprised us, frankly, in talking about how he sometimes gets on the phone and talks to the CEO of FedEx or one of his other clients. At what level are you dealing with some of the clients that Ray mentioned earlier, Sony, Coca-Cola, McDonald's? Are you dealing at the CMO level or higher up? What level?
I mean, generally, we're talking to the CMO. They're the ones that generally, are most concerned about their advertising, and they're the ones that are really looking for the advice and ideas. And, sadly, I guess, in our business, the CEO has, is become more elusive. They've become more time poor. They're trying to manage their shareholders, and they're relying more on their CMO and actually challenging their CMO to really drive the marketing and, the important part of trying to help grow their business.
Yeah, and
so now I would say that it's a CMO that generally owns the media agency relationship.
Yeah, and you say challenging. I think the word probably today is pressuring, but I agree with you. It is regrettable that the CEO level is not more involved. And in those companies that CEOs are more involved, we've found that in marketing and advertising, you have a little different I don't know, a little different role that marketing and advertising plays when the CEO is involved. You've been president of OptiMedia since July 06. What challenges, Anthony, have you faced since taking over this new role? And keep in mind, we only have 20 minutes, so I'm sure you have more than one or two challenges, huh?
Yeah, I think some of the big challenges we're facing is that the rules are kind of being rewritten. So I think a lot of clients are trying to grapple with the whole digital equation, not so much about what they should do in digital, but more specifically, where does digital fit into their overall plan? Because they know that from a consumer perspective, you know, it's, the habits are changing enormously. And you just only have to look at buying a car, how important the internet has become, or in pharmaceuticals, you know, how much, you know, that is changed the way that advertising has become less about conveying information because the internet's providing that. So I think handling the digital side is a big challenge. And also managing people, really. I think we are, you know, a people organization. Our people and talent are really the difference between us and our multiple competitors. And so I think, you know, a big part of this job is motivating our people, attracting really great talent and retaining them. Those are the kind of, probably the two big things that's keeping me up at night.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned where digital fits, and we're going to talk about integration of digital and traditional media, which you discuss in your book, Profitable Marketing Communications, in a moment. We might save that for next segment. But you've been quoted as saying receptivity in the new is the new media currency. Anthony, talk about this idea and some of the methods that your firm recommends for engaging consumers when they are, I guess, more receptive.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of discussion about the whole area of engagement. I think there's a lot of people, ad agencies, creative agencies, and media agencies who you know, obviously feel that engagement is the kind of new currency. But if from a media agency perspective, when our role is about kind of putting that messaging in front of consumers, we think receptivity is probably a more critical issue because really the creative work, the ads, are really what create the greatest level of engagement, and we know that from research. But the media agency's role in placing those ads and placing the brands in the media is all about, we think about, trying to drive receptivity. And what I mean by that is that we need to focus very heavily on where we place the ads in the spaces where consumers are most receptive to receiving that communication. No longer is it about just delivering messages to viewers because they've got this ability now to just completely screen out anything they don't want to receive. So it's more about placing ads in places where people are going to, you know, okay, we are going to be receptive. We are going to, actually give that ad some concentration and try and understand what it's about. So one of the examples we've done, for example, and that leads to sort of different strategies. So one client we work with is Ambien CR, and you know you could place your advertising all over the place and hope that sort of connects with people, but you know clients like Ambien CR don't have that kind of budget to afford to be able to do that. So you know we've been very targeted about the not just who we target, but what sort of places and times we get to them. So we spend a lot, and we've actually advertised very heavily between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. in the morning. I mean, it's the cheapest airtime, but you know, if you're suffering from sleep deprivation, you're probably up late at night watching TV, and you're going to be really receptive to that messages.
And you have a captive audience too. Anthony Young is our special guest here on the Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth. Being powered by Tendency and a program available at Shipple.com. Tendency is an incredible marketing platform. Check it out at Shipple.com. Anthony Young, more with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth, and more about OptiMedia US in just a moment on The Advertising Show. Hope you stick around.
Why do more media professionals read iwantmedia.com? iwantmedia.com features reports from industry leaders and media personalities. iwantmedia.com gives you quick access to news, stats, trade orgs, and industry publications, and it's updated daily. Forbes says iwantmedia.com contains everything media professionals need to stay ahead of the game. The Washington Post calls it the source for the serious media geek. Do you get it? If you don't, you should. To sign up for free daily email alerts, visit iwantmedia.com.
Make informed decisions about your company's advertising strategy. This is The Advertising Show.
Nobody can call George Whipple an old fuddy-duddy. This new sign is right up with the times. Maybe this will stop the ladies.
It's the late, great George Whipple here from an advertising perspective. On The Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth out of New York this weekend, it is Anthony Young, president of OptiMedia US. Anthony, a pleasure to have you here. Welcome back to the show.
Great. Great to be here.
Yeah, and Anthony, you were following up on what you were just talking about as far as engaging consumers and the overall concept of engagement. You mentioned creative versus media, and, you know, I'm curious, what's being done today to enhance the relationships with media agencies and creative agencies? You know, we often hear about the two getting together to pitch the business, but sometimes after winning the business, that's pretty much the extent of it. What would your reaction to that?
Yeah, I think there's some truth. I think there's a lot of concern by our kind of our sisters in the creative agency, where they sort of feel that, well, one, media's got more complicated, and yet with the media agencies sort of unbundling out of the creative agency, they've lost that kind of connection with media. And I know I talk to a lot of creative agencies, such as Publicis as our partner, who feel they've lost their media mojo and want some of it back. So we're working with them to build that. I think a lot of the problem that the agencies have encountered is that, you know, the whole notion of let's put media back into the creative agency, that kind of strategy really hasn't been very successful for a lot of the agencies that tried it, because, you know, media, the old media department 10 years ago, the world's changed a lot, and digital, where was that sort of 10 years ago? Yet that's become such a big part of the media role, and as well as the media agencies have become invested a lot more in tools and strategy. So to just put a media person into the agency and have those kind of casual conversations by the kitchen to sort of spark creativity, but we're not easily able to replicate that, and there's a new set of rules that need to sort of be followed.
Well, and you, in your book, Profitable Marketing Communications, published by Kogan Page, you mentioned about the challenges of dealing with integration of both digital and traditional media, and how that continues to be a challenge for marketers today. And you cite four reasons why integration is hard to implement. One is the silo factor, which I think you were just touching on, in terms of the separation of creative and media agencies. You also talk about expertise, which I think is obvious. You mentioned the lack of common metrics and the agency culture. Talk about those last two, if you would, Anthony.
Well, I think what the digital world has shown and really led the way in a way is it's really one, got us to rethink about the current advertising model. I mean, just some of the things that the digital agencies have spearheaded are really some of the things that the ad agency and the media agencies really, really need to sort of sit up and take on board. I think one, that the digital agencies have become a lot more comfortable with metrics. And I feel there's a sad lacking of kind of comfortability with particularly the creative agency with metrics. I mean, part of the reason people joined advertising was to get away from the accountants. So I think, unfortunately or fortunately, we've had to sort of climb back in there. And the closest that creative and media work together in the digital agency, which the traditional business has sort of gone a separate way. I mean, digital agencies are very, very sophisticated about not just planning advertising campaigns, but adjusting them once they see the response of consumers to that creative work. Now, can you imagine a media person sitting next to a creative director and saying, hey, I think you need to change the ad next week because people don't seem to be responding to it as well. So there's some real, in a way, from a client and marketer perspective, the digital kind of world has repositioned our business and made sort of the creative agency and the media agency really look a little out of date. And that's, I think, one of the things we're having and needing to deal with.
Yeah, and I guess digital, all about supposedly accountability, but yet, I don't know, when branding efforts take place through digital media channels, we're still struggling with ROI. The subtitle of your book is A Guide to Marketing Return on Investment. ROI has been a hot topic, Anthony, for several years now. I don't have to tell you that. So how do you gauge ROI differently than other media agencies?
We've got about less than a minute coming up to the break as well. So
okay, well, I think the kind of quick answer to that is ROI has been used, bandied around as another word for metrics. And really, kind of, I guess what we try to set out in the book is that, no, marketing should be about return on investment, which is about not just seeing whether your advertising is working, but whether it pays back for you. And so in the true sense of the word of investment, are you getting a return? And that's the kind of area that we try to tackle in the book, because we see a lot of the businesses focus very heavily on outputs rather than outcomes. And, you know, that ultimately is the end game of what, you know, markets are looking for and what we're trying to discuss in the book.
Maybe about being accountable, too, as well here. With Ray Shillins and Brad Forsyth on The Advertising Show, Anthony Young out of New York is president of OptiMedia U.S., and we have an opportunity to spend a little bit more time with Anthony. We hope you stay with us here on The Advertising Show.
How can 18 different companies all sell the exact same thing known as water? It starts here in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most thought-provoking, groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. Your job demands you not only have good ideas, but great ideas. And those great ideas have to start somewhere. And that somewhere is in the pages of Advertising Age, and also online at adage.com. How can you get someone's attention if you don't have $10 million in a celebrity endorsement? It starts here in Advertising Age, the leading source for marketing, advertising, media, and ideas. For almost 75 years, we've covered the most innovative and groundbreaking stories in the industry, giving you the competitive edge to be a leader. The next big idea demands out-of-the-box thinking. Start your search for greatness in the pages of Advertising Age and also online at adage.com.
Simplifying the complex world of advertising. To reach Ray and Brad with your questions, log on to theadvertisingshow.com. This is The Advertising Show.
Drink Dr. Pepper and I'm proud. I used to be alone in a crowd. But now you look around these days.
We're all Dr. Peppers, or Peppers, Pepper Uppers, or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
On The Advertising Show, Ray Shillins, Brad Forsyth, Anthony Young out of New York, president of OptiMedia U.S. Anthony, welcome back to the show.
Okay, I'm still here.
Good.
Yeah.
Can't go anywhere. We have the door locked, Anthony.
That's true.
You're not going anywhere.
That's true. You know, Anthony, you've been quoted as saying 84% of all measured marketing campaigns fail to create value for the companies. So what's going on here? What are agencies doing to develop campaigns that deliver on the value proposition for their clients?
Yeah, well, that's an alarming kind of statistic when you think about it, because
yes,
the whole half of my advertising isn't working. Well, it's actually, you know, now 84%.
Yeah.
So how are agencies reacting? I think There are a number that are becoming more progressive. I think media agencies like ourselves, I think are starting to get more sophisticated in terms of analytics. I think we're taking on a greater role in terms of developing consumer insights, because what we're finding is a lot of the syndicated research out there, you know, the established media research, is fine. But it's not really, you know, it's telling us and every agency and all our clients' competitors the same information. So if you, if you've got the same information coming in, you develop sort of similar plans going out, and you know, if you're, if you're just doing the same as everyone else, you're adding to the clutter, and you're certainly not differentiating, which is probably one of the most important reasons why a lot of those campaigns do not work.
Yeah, the issue of staying with that, I guess, low success or failure rates for marketers, you created a term called economic stagflation, and you say it's a major concern for agencies as well as clients today. First off, Anthony, explain what you mean by economic stagflation.
Well, I think it's one where, you know, the economy isn't growing, and, you know, where I think a lot of brands over the years have experienced great consumer confidence and therefore growth, we've been able to sort of grow, and you know, the job of marketing has been a lot more easier. But now, I mean, particularly in this current environment where I think this whole ROI issue is even more relevant, is that, you know, we're going into a phase where, you know, consumer spending isn't going to grow, and when categories start to sell less product, you know, there becomes a far greater focus on marketing, accountability, and actually, frankly, more pressure on the CMO to deliver. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're seeing, and that's where, you know, you're seeing the sort of stagflation take place, and you know, I think a lot of marketers, many of those our clients, are asking tougher questions from their agencies.
And that, of course, that pressure from the CMO level trails right down to the media and creative agencies that are servicing those clients. A couple of quick questions off the, well, still on the subject, but off of the subject of your book. What would our listeners be most surprised to learn about Chairman and Chief Executive Maurice Levy?
Oh, what would they be most surprised about? I think he's a very humble man. I think he, you know, is very personable. I think he really does think about people, and and people don't imagine CEOs of global publicly listed companies as, you know, they see them as very A-type execs who hire, fire, and have strategies. I think for Maurice Levy, what's very special about him is that he very much believes in agencies having their own culture and own personality and their own differences. And that makes it kind of quite a different holding company to, I guess, many of the others, WPP and IPG.
Yeah. And I'm curious your thoughts on the upfront. Do you think that we'll ever break away from the traditional upfront broadcast television network buy?
Well, I think if something's going to happen, it's going to happen this year. I think what is going to dictate that situation is this WGA strike. And, you know, I think we're worried that if in 2 months' time this strike continues, you know, the networks won't be able to put down sort of with as the higher degree of certainty that they normally have of a program schedule, which will make it much harder for them to expect advertisers to kind of commit forward holdings. So, you know, is the upfront got a future? I think this year we're going to see that really put to the test more than any year we've had.
On that note, we have to wrap up this segment. And Anthony, it's been a pleasure having you here on the Advertising Show. We hope you enjoyed your visit as well. We know the listeners will enjoy hearing more about you as well, too. But continued success in 08, and thanks again for being a part of the show.
Okay, thanks for having me here.
We have more of the Advertising Show coming your way here in just a moment.
You're listening to The Advertising Show with Ray Schillins and Brad Forsythe.
There's a safe product that can't get you in any trouble, lawsuits or anything like that, I suppose, unless you swallow it and choke on it. But,
yeah.
But that's not the case with so many other products these days. Vytorin, hopefully you're not taking it, because now they've pulled the ads for Vytorin, the television ads. Merck and Company said this past Tuesday they suspended the TV ads a week after a study revealed the cholesterol drug is no more effective than a high dose of one of its components available generically at a third of the cost. Do you hear lawsuits there? I do.
I hear, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
right, exactly.
Sad, yeah.
Sad but true, isn't it? Yeah. Ads have been also pulled for Zetia. Skip Irvine, a spokesman for Merck Sharing Plow. We made the decision to voluntarily and temporarily suspend direct-to-consumer broadcast advertising in light of the, what is this, mischaracterization and misrepresentation of the enhanced trial results, he said. However, the print ads will continue. Well, that makes sense. Well, whatever. Better. So,
yeah.
So hopefully you're just healthy and don't have to take any of these things.
Right.
And hopefully they'll never come up with something that says, aspirin really isn't good for you, okay? It really doesn't do what we've been telling you all along, and an apple a day is not really the best way to go. Okay,
yeah, especially the peel because of the spray. So buy organic, I always say.
Yeah, buying organic is a good thing.
Yeah.
Jean Bliss is with us here on the Advertising Show. Her feature is called The Customer Experience, and it basically says, captivate me, don't hold me captive. Let's hear what that's all about.
Welcome to The Customer Experience, making customers your true priority for a profitable outcome. With your host, author, speaker, consultant, and customer crusader, Jean Bliss.
As customers, we're so tied down to loyalty programs because of the work that it takes to stay in them that we feel more like the captured than the captivated. If we are to keep luring our loyal customers back, we need to keep captivating them with the touches that will make them want to continue throwing cash our way. Yuke's.com, an international clothing website, is one of the greats out there in my book regarding delivering a captivating experience to their throngs of loyal shopaholic customers. Now that I'm considered a superstar by them, a corny moniker I must admit, but one that I weirdly like, they make it worth my while in a number of ways. Coupon codes, of course, come my way regularly for percentages off my order or free shipping, but I also get interesting magazines about style, notes when a new load of my favorite designer duds hit their warehouse, and they actually want to know who I am when they take a call to make sure they treat me the right way. They've got me over a barrel, and they definitely have my number and my money.
This has been your weekly installment of The Customer Experience with Jean Bliss. Directing transformational customer insights for major U.S. market leaders, Jean is corporate America's change agent for a new inspirational understanding of today's consumer. To learn more about Jean's books and speaking engagements, or simply how to drive customer profitability for your company, log on to CustomerBliss.com.
On the Advertising Show with Ray Shillings and Brad Forsyth, and thanks again to our very special guest, Anthony Young, OptiMedia President, OptiMedia U.S., guys, I did a nice job, and it was fun talking to him as well. He's got
and
a book
want,
out. What's the book called?
Yeah, Kogan Page is the publisher, by the way, and Profitable Marketing Communications, a guide to marketing return on investment. Amazon.com, I'm sure, is where you can find it. Great read, highly recommended, and yes, I agree, Ray. Anthony Young knows his stuff. Well, you'd expect him to know his stuff. He's president of OptiMedia U.S., for God's sakes.
Yeah. Obviously, he's been promoted for a reason.
That's true.
Because he's smart.
You know,
like
what I have here, Ray, is one of these research deals from Burst Media that proves the ad model deserves it in terms of getting a bad rap here. And once you hear this, you're going to say, why did they bother spending the money on the research? About 78% of respondents surveyed say in-stream ads and online video are intrusive. According to the online survey conducted in December, some 2,600 adult web users, half say ads and video content disrupt their web surfing experience. Women are more likely than men to say advertisements and video content disrupt their web surfing experience. And a little more than half of respondents stop watching an online video once they encounter an in-stream advertisement. So I guess the disruption model, which is the traditional, you know, commercial broadcast, radio, television, and other model, is not working online. Well, my goodness, we try to bring the commercial media models to online. Talk about a lazy approach. You got to rethink this when you're dealing with digital. It's not just replace what you're doing on non-digital analog, you know, channels and bring them over.
What fits here, it's just like a Hispanic spot. It doesn't always work over there. Or it doesn't always work that way.
Yeah.
And a lot of folks don't get that. I don't understand why they don't. But
lazy, I think.
Lazy or uninformed or really don't.
Uncreative, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Lousy. No. anyway, good talk.
I'll bet Anthony Young wouldn't handle it that way.
No, probably not. Anthony Young, thank you for being with us. Kevin Lee is with us next week on The Advertising Show, already into February next week. Kevin is the author of The Eyes Habit, How to Market in an Age of Divergent Consumers, Media Chaos, and Advertising Anarchy. Well, that's a title, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, we got George Lois coming back a week after Kevin as well, so that'll be a fun show to listen to as well. That's about it. Hope you enjoyed the show. We've got more coming up next week, as I said, with Kevin Lee. And we invite you to tell a friend about The Advertising Show. Go to the website to check it out. A lot of different things happening there. The Advertising Show being brought to you by Advertising Age Magazine. You can visit them online at adage.com. The Advertising Show is a Big Radio Midgets production.